The FAA is investigating why a Delta plane bound for Shanghai dumped jet fuel on an elementary school playground yesterday in Southern California while the pilot was making his emergency return to Los Angeles International Airport. Paramedics treated dozens of children and adults for minor injuries. Well, here now is transportation analyst Seth Kaplan has some thoughts and sounds like some questions. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Robin.
Well, good. The plane was a Delta Flight 89. It apparently experienced engine problems right after takeoff and had to immediately turn back. Do we know why?
Well, an engine suffered what's called a compressor stall. Basically, the engine stopped working. That can happen for a number of reasons. A bird strike, for example, during takeoff would be one reason. Not terribly uncommon to have engine issues. Not terribly uncommon even to dump fuel. I mean, the reason we're talking about this story here on the radio is because of where that fuel was dumped. That's the part that's unusual.
Right. I mean, before an emergency landing, if you've ever been through one, they're very scary. They do have to dump fuel. Then there's all these ambulances and foam on the runway. It's kind of scary. But this flight had 13 hours of fuel because it was going to Shanghai. So it really couldn't have landed with an engine problem with that much fuel, right?
Not safely, exactly. And so that's why this would have been perhaps a little more dramatic than, say, a two-hour flight. Airlines calculate how much fuel is on board based on, of course, how much fuel they need to get to wherever they're going. But also, you want to have less than a certain amount of fuel when you land.
Yeah.
And so they absolutely would have had to dump some of that fuel.
So thankfully, everybody on board okay. But, you know, people on the ground injured. People immediately took to social media to question the decision to dump it over the school. Do they have a choice? What are the rules here?
Well, the FAA came out pretty soon after and emphasized that there are special fuel dumping procedures that, quote, call for fuel to be dumped over designated unpopulated areas and typically at higher altitudes. So, you know, that can be the ocean when possible or just places where there aren't people. Delta, in its statement, said that this was, quote, part of normal procedures. Now, again, dumping fuel is normal. Delta said, quote, it shares concerns regarding reported minor injuries to adults and children at a school in the area. Now, I asked them to help me try to reconcile this, you know, what the FAA said. And the idea that this was a normal procedure, and Delta said simply that this is an ongoing investigation.
Yeah. Well, Delta generally has a good safety record. So I want your thoughts on whether you think this is going to damage Delta. It probably will in that neighborhood. But what about the plane's owners? This was a Boeing 777, not a Boeing MAX, which has been grounded. But elsewhere in the program, we're going to talk about those devastating emails that were released that showed Boeing employees just disdainful about safety and about customers and other airlines. I found myself thinking, I don't know if I want to fly Boeing. This was a Boeing plane.
It was. And I think this is more a Delta issue than a Boeing issue. And you're right. Delta enjoys a rather good reputation. So on one hand, it gets maybe some benefit of the doubt. It's not an airline where people say, oh, not Delta again. On the other hand, you know, reputations are earned over years and ruined quickly. So it has to respond to this the right way, you know, show a lot of concern, address whatever happens to make sure it doesn't happen again. In terms of Boeing, you're right. I mean, this clearly unrelated to everything else, but this is a company that when things are going wrong, people do tend to pile on, and unhelpful to have any kind of bad news involving Boeing, you know, even something that, you know, in this case, we wouldn't be talking about if not for the issue with dumping the fuel on the school.
That's right. Seth Kaplan, here now's transportation analyst. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.